Thank you. Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Live from the basement of the sub high top Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM at Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuku-Kluwet'en, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set, you may have heard Gold Panda, followed by Ola Strauss, German ambient composer. After that was H. De Hutz from Ottawa, and then Golden Age of Wrestling from right here. And then No Cosmos, Montreal. That's a nice song. A lot of like down-tempo hip-hop and electronic and ambient there in that set. And then Deerhoof, Poignant Melody from, I don't know the names of all their records. Miracle Level. Yeah, going with Miracle Level. They have a few records. Some good ones, too. They're a great band. Obviously, I'm understatement. There was HTRK from Australia, I think. Valentina, that's a great song too. And then Pax from Whoa, there's an EP from a couple years back. Nothing from her lately. Like, usually very prolific. So I would expect more. And then how do you pronounce that guy?
It's Sujan.
Sujan Stevens, saving me from further embarrassment. Thank you, Chris. All right, traffic and weather. I didn't really get around to that earlier. Traffic right now is, there's some sore points in town right now. Ironworkers, listen up. Ironworkers coming down the cut. Basically, you're backed up to Westview. That's not good. It's funny, they reconfigured that whole area, and now it flows pretty well through the interchanges down around Mountain Highway, but the people that get messed up the most are people going eastbound on Main Street. Like, I don't even know why you would try to get out of North Vancouver on Main Street to try and get to the Ironworkers. Like, figure something else out. Like, that is, I don't know, just the way it's configured. It doesn't work. Other problems. Yeah, Lionsgate's not great either way. Downtown's busy. 99 northbound is backed up basically from the 91 interchange over the Oak Street Bridge. That's not good at all. Oak and Granville South are still not that great. Knight Street's busy. 91A is not good going into New Westminster and Burnaby. And leaving's not that great either. So that bridge is busy. Highway 1 looks nice. No problems, man. Highway 1 is pretty chill, except for the ironworker stuff. So that's the traffic situation right now. Weather. Interesting. Like, today, I think, was an inversion. I think we had one of those inversions where we're in high pressure, but it's pushing all the moisture lower, like all the clouds are being compressed. I'm not a meteorologist. This is just a phenomenon I've heard about. So, like, if you're in the mountains, like, above all the low cloud in the valley, it's actually hotter. Like, it might have been one of those days when it was hotter on Mount Seymour than it was in town, where it was just, like, a light mist in a high-pressure system.
Yeah,
like, it's
definitely
just
a mist on the way.
It misted most of the day, I can attest. I was outdoors. And yeah, and right now in Burnaby, it is 279. It's 279 in Burnaby right now. They keep confusing the forecast. Basically, what's happened in the last little bit since we had the weather bomb, since the bomb cyclone, basically Northern California got all the rain. They got pelted. They got, I think, some places got like 12 inches. There's tons of rain there. We got some stuff here, but all the wind, it was like Washington, Vancouver Island, there's a big wind event, so it wasn't that much for us. But what happened since then is the jet has split. So it's gone north, there's one that's gone north, and then there's one that's south again. So it's kind of like an El Nino setup right now. It's very weak La Nina. Like, it hasn't really taken over. So we're kind of in an El Nino right now. So it's been pleasant. It's been dry this week. But it's going to... The jet stream is going to combine again. But it's going to go north of us, possibly. So we're either going to get a lot of rain next week or it's going to be really nice. So they keep changing the forecast every single day because they don't know where the jet stream is going to be. But next week, either expect a lot of rain or some nice mild temperatures. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, that's the weather. It's going to be one or the other, basically. You're going to get one or the other next week. That's my prediction, anyway. I'm not qualified to predict that kind of stuff. Do you want to just get back to the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to get back to the music. That's traffic and weather for tonight. Home Bernie Baroque program. And, yeah, that was a nice quiet set, right? But still try and pick it up a bit here.